Welcome to Step Brother, a steamy Academy romance web serial. With over 1 million reads online, Step Brother is filled with secrets, sports, and second chances. Join Allie and Jace in this spicy romance.
Chapter 82, Jace. Allie tiptoed back into our room and shut the door behind her, sniffling. Sunlight flooded into the room through the curtains, hitting her blotchy red face. I shuffled up in the bed and leaned against the headboard, frowning as she walked to her side in my t-shirt and sank under the blankets without even saying good morning. "What's wrong?" I asked her, pulling her into a hug on the bed with my chest against her back and my legs curled up behind hers. I kissed her on the side of the neck and stuffed my nose into her hair as she placed a hand over her mouth and cried harder.
"Baby, tell me what happened. Why are you crying?"
She sniffled and turned toward me.
"My life is a mess," she sobbed.
"Talk to me, Allie. What's wrong?"
"We might go to different colleges. Nobody believes Nicole. And Mom," she started.
She slapped a hand over her mouth and squeezed her eyes closed. Cheeks red and eyes puffy, she shook her head.
"Mom is screwed. We're screwed. And I hate how I can't stop crying."
Knowing that my father's psycho side had taken a toll on me, too, when I first learned about it, I wrapped her into a hug and kissed her on the forehead.
"It's going to be okay, Allie. I told you that I'm going to take care of it. We need to get information on Nicole's father first, and once we do..."
Allie wiped her cheeks with the back of her hand and sat up, crisscrossing her legs, my shirt riding up her bare legs and giving me the best damn view of her bare pussy. Since when has she slipped those lacy little panties off her?
"Nicole isn't lying about being pimped out," Allie said.
"We don't know that. She could be doing it for attention. She does everything for..."
"No,"
Allie said firmly.
"Last night at the game, cops were checking students for weapons because of what poison had done. They checked me and told me that they needed to search me in one of the back rooms."
I stiffened and growled, possessiveness taking over every part of my body.
"They what?"
She placed a hand on my chest.
"Jace, listen, please. I told them no, but they refused to let me into the bleachers without a search. I knew that they wanted to feel me up. I fucking knew it. Nicole, she was taken by one into the building for me, and they let me go."
She shook her head, disgust washing over her features.
"I hate that I just let her go. I need to visit her today. I need to apologize."
Bawling my hands into fists, I clenched my jaw. I couldn't fucking believe that those asshole officers had done that to her, and to, I was assuming, a bunch of other girls too. This town was too corrupt for its own good.
"I need to go alone," she whispered. "I need to talk to her by myself."
After inhaling sharply, I nodded.
"Okay, but was that it? Is there any other reason you keep getting up in the middle of the night to cry?"
She paused and looked down between us.
"No," she whispered. "There's not."
You've reached the end of this episode. You can find the completed audiobook at shopameliarose.com/products/stepbrother. But if you'd like to continue listening to our free episodes, make sure to hit the follow button to receive updates.